Child's pose.
So hips on the heels, forehead on the mat.
Relax the shoulders, the hips.
And then get nice, quiet, and comfortable. So focus on the breath and just take a nice, deep, rich inhale. Fill the lungs as fully as possible. Hold that breath for just a moment. And then let it go. Just allow the hips to drift a little bit side to side. Just here in child's pose. Allow the head to float from one side to the next. Just get familiar with being inside your flesh and your skin. And then transition into downward facing dog. Hips high, heels low. Close the eyes. And then just bring a little bit of movement into your body. And just close the eyes and right from the beginning of the practice, start to move intuitively. So there's no parameters here. That really leaves it wide open, right? It's not moving freely within the confines of a particular pose. And Hermann Hesse really kind of does a wonderful job of enunciating why closing our eyes in this practice can be a powerful practice. He says, there's no reality except the one contained within us. That's why so many people live an unreal life. They take images outside them for reality and never allow the world within them to assert itself. So by the simple act of closing your eyes, you just kind of let everyone else go, and you learn to assert yourself from within. Create, build, unconceal your own practice. And then just come right back into down dog. The hands are shoulder width, the feet are hip width. The neck is soft, the spine is long. And then following your own breath, just soften your knees, glance forward, walk or lightly jump. On the inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, forward fold. And then separate the feet approximately hip width. And on a nice, even inhale, draw your arms up over your head, shoulder width. The chin is level. The shoulders are soft. The fingers are alive. You squeeze your feet into the mat. Pull in just below the navel. And then smooth out your breath. And then relax your neck and glance up. And on the inhale, lengthen through the fingers, lift through the heart, softly draw the arms back. And on the exhale, forward fold, firm belly, lengthening as you go. And then allowing your breath to facilitate the movement within your own body. On your next inhale, go ahead and draw the arms up again. This time lift a little higher, press the hips forward a little further, look way back, and on the exhale, HA. Smooth and seamless movement, right? Last one, expel your breath, and then a rich, deep inhale, lift up nice and tall, hips forward, lower middle upper body, way back, and on the exhale. On your inhale, take a half lift, and then gently step it back to plank, upper push-up position. Stack the wrist, elbows, and shoulders. Fan the fingers. Engage the core. And on the inhale, lift. And then lower slow and smooth. Follow your breath. Lead with the heart. Come into up dog. And then smooth transition into down dog. On the next inhale, just lengthen that leg as you lift it up toward the back of the studio. If you want to roll it open or bend the knee or do anything like that, you can go for that. And then lengthen it out one more time. On the inhale, float it up. And on the exhale, bring it right through the legs. Release the left heel and arms come up into warrior one. 90 degree angle on the knee. Engage the core. Fan the fingers. Then just soften the lips and deepen the breath. And get comfortable for a moment. Notice the breath as it enters and exits the lungs. And then relax the neck, glance up, inhale, draw the arms back, and then gently release, both hands down, right leg back, flow low, lead high, and smooth transition right into down dog. Just take a couple nice deep breaths in down dog. On the next inhale, left leg up and just lengthen it for a few moments and fan the toes and feel fully. It's just all you can feel. That's the way that feels. And then you can play with it a little bit. And this should be a playful practice. It shouldn't be heavy, right? Bring some joy into your practice. Why would that be the one place you exclude your joy? And then lengthen that leg out one more time and float it up. And on the exhale, draw it through. Release the right foot. Arms draw up into warrior one. Soften the face. Deepen the breath. Breathe into that hip. Feel nice and calm. Just a couple of deep breaths. Full, complete inhales. Empty the lungs completely. Say what you will. And then if the eyes are closed, allow the eyes to draw open. Glance up, float the arms back, and then right down into your flow. When you come into down dog, take a nice deep inhale. Deep, 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 deep. Hold the breath and then let it fly. On the inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through. Flow into warrior one. Hips low, arms up, glance back, and then just flow low. Go from your right side to the left side. And then one more time into your right side and one more time into your left side. And after you do that left side, when you come into down dog, just close your eyes and connect with your breath. When you come into down dog, just deepen your breath. And we encourage you just to sometimes just smile, right? Even with eyes closed and nobody else can see, but it changes things internally. Just breathe and feel. And again, nice deep inhales, smooth, even exhales. Go ahead and take in an exaggerated inhale, deep, 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 deep. Hold that breath and let it fly. On the inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through. Warrior one with a seamless transition into warrior two. Clean it up, knee, ankle, tuck the tailbone, draw in the navel, lift through the heart. Strong left leg, shoulders soft, nice line of energy out the fingertips. Plants out past those fingertips, then just soften the face and smooth out the breath. Serene. And then the next couple of exhales, if you can soften into those hips a little bit, if you can do so, do so, and breathe. Couple of deep breaths. Taking an exaggerated inhale. And on the exhale, windmill the arms down and flow. And then go right into your left side. So it'll be warrior one, warrior two. And just hold that warrior two. Look down at your left foot and make sure that middle toe on the left foot is faced forward, that the knee is directly over the ankle, it's not drifting to your right. Soften the face, deepen the breath. There's no shame in being crazy, depending on how you take these words. I'm paraphrasing this relationship we're staging. Nice and calm. Notice the way the breath enters and exits. Just witness, just meditate. There's a way of moving and breathing where you just meditate, and it's got this almost as though you levitate. You just float through the practice. Go ahead and take in a rich, deep inhale and flow. And then on your own, go into the right side, go into the left side. And then right side to left side. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Haven, maybe scoot like 2 inches further up. And then one more time, right side, left side.
Taking a guess when the only answer is yes.
And when you come into down dog after having done your left side this next last time, breathe and feel. Down dog, nice deep inhales and exhales, soften the face. And we're just going to keep returning to that breath and becoming present and aware to it through these wonderful inhales and expressive exhales. So go ahead and just draw in your deepest breath yet. Nice and deep. Full lungs. Deep, 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 deep. Hold that breath. And then let it fly. Soften your knees, glance forward, walk or lightly jump. On the inhale, half lift. And on the exhale, forward fold. Bring your feet together so the toes and heels touch. Inhale, breathing, hips down, arms up, palms pressed, thunderbolt pose. Palms are pressed, navel in, fingers released. Good. Lift through the heart, lift a little higher, Sophia. Soften the face. On the next inhale, lower the hips, draw the arms back, and then release. Hips high, head low. The neck is soft, the head is heavy. Inhale, breathing, hips down, arms up, palms pressed. Hold it there. A little hot, chest up, chest up. Focus, soften your face. Inner thighs are active. Hold it right there. And then inhale, breathing, hips low, arms back. Release, hips high, head low. On your inhale, take a half lift. On the exhale, step it back or jump back and flow low. So clean up that down dog. And then take your right hand outside the left ankle or foot. And if you can't grab the left ankle or foot, just grab at the calf muscle outside. There you go. And then glance to your left. Soften your face. If you can do so safely, doesn't even have to be comfortable, but if you can do it safely, close your eyes for a moment. In an otherwise place, you wouldn't find yourself eyes opened or closed. On the next inhale, draw that right shoulder under just a little bit more, and then release the right hand back to down dog. And then gently, left hand outside the right. And glance to your right. Smooth out the breath, soften the face. And breathe. One more time, inhale, float it under, release the down dog. Deep, rich inhale. Deep, 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 deep. Hold the breath. Let it fly. On the inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through. Come into warrior one and then warrior two. And again, just see if you can soften into the hips a little bit. Reach through the fingers. Good. The shoulders are soft. Shoulders are soft. Fingers active. Good. And then right palm floats up. Glide the ribs over the thigh. Stay low in the hip, but come into this reverse warrior. Good. Don't let that knee drift too far to the left. Keep it over the ankle. And then just pull through the ribs and glance at your fingertips. Length. The face is serene, the breath is deep.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a
on the next inhale, lower right hip, reach long, release into warrior two.
Both our
hold it there, soften the face, a little lower in that hip, Jess, good, smooth, even inhale in, release right hand down, left hand up, glance up at the left hand, fan the left fingers, reach through the left fingers, left bicep over the left ear, palm face down, good. And then you just lengthen through the shoulder, the ribs, the hip. Squeeze the left leg strong. Lengthen, Charlie. Good. Reach fully. Breathe deeply. One more time. Lengthen long. Both arms long. Lengthen one last chance, release, left hand down, right hand up. Keep the right hip drawn down, float the right shoulder up. Soften the face, left hand down, Sophia, right arm up. Stay low in the right hip, roll open the right shoulder, release. Hand in front of your leg, around and through. Grab the front of your shin, then forehead to the shin. There you go. And maybe hip up just a hair. You're almost a little too low. There, so you don't sink into that flexibility. Good. Deepen the breath, deepen the breath. And then gently release the right arm behind the back. Clasp with the left arm. And then roll long, pull long, Lydia. Long body, long breath. And glance up toward the ceiling. And soften the face. Hold it there. Float it open. Now calm yourself, even if it's a little challenging. Calm yourself. Stay with it. 5, 4, 3, 2. Release right hand down, left hand up. Stay low in that lunge. Take a nice inhale and then press up into warrior two. Good. Hold it there. Open up that chest a little bit. Soften into the hip. Lift through the heart. Breathe. Gently draw the left arm around up into warrior one. The face is serene. Relax the neck. Glance up. Draw the arms back. Power lunge. Lead with the heart, squeeze with the left foot, reach through all the fingers. Take a small step forward with that left foot, step onto your right leg into airplane. Faro, drop that left hip a little bit. There you go, 10 times better. Hold it there. And then draw the arm straight out in front. Fan the fingers, Faro. Drop the hip again. Hold it there. Focus, concentration. Hip down a fraction Z. Hold it there. 5, 4, 3, 2. Both hands to the mat. Left leg to the air. Left hand behind the left ankle. Forearm behind the calf muscle. Elbow behind the knee. Spread the left toes. Lift the left leg. Everything you got, feel for it. 5, 4, 3, 2. Release the left leg down. Inhale, take a half lift. Left foot next to right foot. And on the exhale, forward fold. Inhale, take a half lift. Jump back, flow low. On the inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot through. Warrior one and warrior two. Reach through the fingers. This is as it is. Sophia. A little bigger steps. Good. Float the left palm face up. Glide forward, come into reverse. And reach through the left fingers. A little lower in the hip, Jess.
There you go.
See, doesn't that feel better? Hold it there. Reach. Sophia, lower in your hip. Pull through the ribs. Reach through the fingers. Release back into warrior two. Soften the face. Look a little happier. Nice, even inhale in, and left hand down, right hand up. And then just fan those fingers, every bit of strength that you have. And lengthen through those fingers and release right bicep over the ear. And then smooth out the breath, smooth out the body. Place the emphasis in your left leg. Draw both arms long. And then just reach. If you could scoop that left shoulder underneath a little more and lengthen a little more. Hold it there. 5, 4, 3, 2. Release. Right hand down. Left hand up. Good. Hold it there. Glance up at the left hand. Stay low in that left hip. Let it speak to you. Let it sing to you. Float it open. Release. Hand in front of your leg, around and through. Grab the front of your shin or ankle. Forehead toward the shin. Breathe a little deeper. Lower that hip, Sophia. Forehead to the shin. Smooth, even, deep inhale and release that left arm underneath the left leg, right arm behind the back. And then float it open. Just draw it open and draw long. Float it open. Just spiral from below the navel and just float open that right side. Glance up toward the ceiling if you can. 5, 4, 3, 2. Release left hand down, right hand up. Hold it there. Left knee lunge. Take a nice deep inhale. Come up into warrior two. And then gently right arm around. Good. Right there. Hold it there. Relax your neck. Glance up. Draw the arms back. Bring it right into your power lunge. Small step forward with the right foot, step onto the left leg. Level the hips and shoulders. Sweet and high at the break. Strong left leg, Jess. A simple tune that you can hum along. Find it. To. Looks good, Z. Looks good, Haven. Looks beautiful, Liz. Hold it there. Find your balance first, then gently draw the arms straight out in front of you. Create some length. Soften the face. Find it. Stay with it. 6, 5, 4, 3. Both hands to the mat. Right leg up in the air. Relax the neck. Stomach toward thigh. Chest toward knee. Foot toward ceiling. Don't hold the breath. It's not choppy, strained. It's not held. Fan the toes and float the leg up and then gently release. On the inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, forward fold. On the inhale, take a half lift. Step it back or jump back. Upper push-up position. Upper push-up 10. There we go. Stack the wrists. Stack the elbows, shoulders. Fan the fingers. Inhale, lift, and then just lower halfway. And squeeze it out. Upper push-up. Inhale, lift, lower two-thirds. Squeeze it out strongly. Inhale, lift, lower to just above the mat. Everything you got, squeeze it out. That's good. Hold it there, hold it there, hold it there. Inhale, lift, and flow. Expel your breath and take in an exaggerated inhale. Deep, 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 deep. Let it fly. Release all fours. And then gently draw the left leg back in line with your left hip and the right arm straight out in front of you in line with your right shoulder. Reach through those fingers. Hold it there, Molly. No tickling. A little bit higher on the arm, Sophia. Good. Lengthen a little higher, Charlie, if you can. And just take a couple of deep breaths and then lengthen and lift. And then lengthen and lift and bend the knee and grab the foot and softly, gently kick away. Kick away, get a nice kick. Hold it there. Kick, release arm forward, leg back. Length, lengthen, lift. One more time, draw it up, release. Right leg back, left arm forward. That would be right leg back, left arm forward. Good. Lengthen. Can we get back to the point in this conversation when we saw things? Soften the face. Deepen the breath. And then inhale, lift. Three deep breaths right here. Three deep breaths. Glance up a little bit if you can. Not yet, Jess. Not yet. Lift. Lift. And then bend the knee and grab. Kick away, find the balance. Looks good, Regina. Get your head straight, please. Hold it there. Kick, 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 kick. Arm forward, leg back. I just don't feel a lot of joy in the room. Can we manifest some joy? Okay, Ted, stop flirting with every girl behind you with your feet. Lengthen and lift. You got that much energy, Ted? Inhale, lift, release. Child's pose. And then just take in an exaggerated inhale, just deep, 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 and then just let it go. Awesome. Gently go ahead and curl the toes under, draw yourself into down dog. Down dog, down dog. Heart toward the thighs a little bit. No, no, you got this right. Just press through there. There you go. Good. Soften the knees. Glance forward. Walk or lightly jump. Inhale. Take a half lift. Exhale. Forward fold. Separate the feet about hip width. And then just draw yourself up to a standing position to where the chin becomes level. The hands are alongside the hips. And then draw the shoulders up to your ears, draw them back, and draw them down. Yeah. And then just close the eyes for a moment. The face is serene. Connect with your breath. Just a couple of your own breaths. Just get comfortable. The face is serene. Feel for it. You just feel this lift through the heart. These feelings won't go away. And then bring both hands, palms to heart center. Tilt the chin toward the heart. Either focus on your fingertips or just close the eyes. Focus on that. Take a nice deep inhale and an exhale. One more deep inhale, deep, 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 deep. Hold that breath and let it fly. Release the hands alongside the hips. Pick up your big right toe and then gently extend the right foot straight out in front of you. Just extend it. Keep the face soft. Lengthen the leg. Draw it up just an inch and bring both hands to your waist. Left leg strong. Looks good, Haven. And then draw the leg a little higher and draw both arms up. And then bend the knee, lift it up nice and high. And then without lowering that knee, straighten that leg. Press through the heel, draw back through the toes, in through the navel, up through the heart, fan the fingers, and then just draw the leg up, release. Leg down, arms down, shoulders back. Switch. Pick up your big left toe, please. Pick it up. Extend it out. Get that foot out there, Jess. See, Jess, when you do that podcast, you'll just hear your name. You can't slack while you're away. Extend it, lengthen it, lift it, both hands to the waist. You don't like me, Ted? You're not playing with me with your feet? It's out here in front, just the people behind you? Lift it a little higher, draw both arms up. Maybe straighten that leg, Jess. Press through your heels, draw back through the toes. Bend that knee. And you just lift the knee, bend the knee, lift it. Now just hold it there. And then straighten the leg. Straighten right there. Just like that. Hold that right there. Good. Hold it there. Hold it there. Hold it there. Lift the leg. I got to get one more photo in. Just 1 second. Just hold it for a second. Right there. Looks good. Hold it. Release. You know, if you come here long enough, you know, because we've been around for at least a few years, sometimes people will come in, they'll see a camera at the front, and they'll just walk out the door and go right to the other studio. All right, come to the middle of your mat, front to back. Bow pose, right elbow, right hip, right palm face up. Drop it straight down, pick it up. Knees together, left arm up, chin up. Oh, it's a serious touch. And then gently kick and reach. Body down, leg up. This is good. Just get that kick going. Left. There we go. Now we're talking. That's all you. Left leg a little stronger. Left leg. There you go. That's it. Rotate this down and reach and kick. That's it. Now find it. Find that. 7. Kick 6. Chin to the left. 5. That's it. 4. Find this. 3, 2, 1. That's your place. All right. Opposite. Left elbow, left hip, left palm face up. So grab it from the inside. Perfect. Right arm up. Bicep alongside the ear. Chin up. Knees together. And then kick straight back. See her as a carbon atom. See her eyes and stare back at them. See the girl. Almost a vertical split. Rotate this down. Come down about 2 more inches. So top to bottom, those ankles are in one line from the side right there. Chin to the right. And reach from the scapula all the way down. Glory God, oh God is peeking through the blind. Find that. 7, 6, find that. 5, 4, 3, 2. Release. That was good. All right. Roll the shoulders back. Oh, good, Jess. Come to the back part of your mat. See, there's 2 Jesses. You can assume that you got all the compliments, and it was the other Jess that got all the corrections, but it was really the opposite. All right. Feet together. Toes and heels touch. Inhale your arms up. Interlace your fingers. Release your index fingers. Palms pressed. Chin up a little bit. Arms back a little bit. And then take a deep, deep inhale and a big step forward with the right leg. And boom, body down, leg up. Roll that left hip down. Chest down, Sophia. Lengthen. Looks nice, Lydia. Drop the hip. Looks nice, Liz. Palms put tight. Lengthen. Become longer, Haven. Be longer, Haven. Longer, Haven. Lengthen your body, Haven. 5, 4, 3, 2. Arms up, arms up, arms up, arms up, arms up, palms tight. Chin up, palms tight. Draw the arms back. Chin up, Teddy. Big step forward with the left leg. Lock it out. Boom. Body down, leg up. Congregation in my mind is an assembly selling gratitude and practicing the loving of you. Live high, live mighty. Stay with it. 5, 4, 3, 2. Release. Nice and tall. Palms tight. Hold it there. Hold it there. Happy face. Happy face asana. If I say asana, will you do it? Smile. Arms back. No. Okay. Big step forward with the right leg. Body down, leg up. Elbows a little straighter. Mariana. Chest up a fraction. Hip down a fraction. And then lengthen. Come on, Ted. Chest down, arms up. Ted, chest down, arms up. Ted. There's only one Ted in the whole fucking room. Chest down, arms up. Release. That's good. Arms up. Arms back. Chin up. Palms tight. You know, I'll put that little thing in there. Here, why don't you come this way? You turn around. You look at everybody else, okay? Arms up. Chin up. Chin up. Draw the arms back. Smile, Ted. Deep inhale, big inhale, draw arms back. Big step forward with the left leg. Boom. Body down, leg up. It didn't help, Ted. Chest down, arms up. Chest down, arms up. Reach it, reach it. Sophia, get it. 5, 4, 3, 2. Arms up. Arms up. Nice and tall, Haven. Arms up, arms up, arms up. Happy face. All right, draw the arms back, Haven. Big step forward with the right leg, and body down, leg up. Find it, 5, 4, 3, 2, bring it back up, nice and tall, chin up, chin up. Arms back, arms back, arms back. Come on, Reese, arms back. Palms tight. Arms back, chin up a little, chin up a little. There you go. Arms back, though. Don't act like, just be, you know I'm talking to you. It's like you look at me, I look at you, I start talking, you look away. Like, that means I'm not talking to you anymore. No, that doesn't mean that. Just assume I still am. Nice and tall. Come on, nice and tall. Arms up, arms up, arms up, arms back. Big step forward. Body down, leg up. Everything you got. 7, 6, squeeze the elbows straight. 5, 4, 3, 2, arms up. Xander, arms down. Turn around, come to the front of your mat, separate the feet hip width. I know, time is flying by. Separate the feet hip width. Inhale your arms up over your head. Relax the neck. Glance up. Just gently draw the arms back. And then forward fold. Beautiful. Inhale, take a half lift. Step it back to plank. But you never turn away. Don't ask me why I'm crying. So we're in an upper push-up position. Make sure you're lifted out of the shoulders. You always save me. And just take 5 to 15 deep breaths right here. That's 4. Inhale, lift, and then flow. Take a nice inhale, transition into upper push-up position. Hold it there for a moment. Take a nice inhale and then flow. Transition to upper push-up. Inhale, lift, and gently lower your belly onto your mat. We were born before the wind. All right, arms straight out in front of you, please. Also younger than create some length. You know, I'm recording this class for a podcast. This is not a podcast class. There's just no people on the other end of the world are. And we get them from all over the place. We'd be going, what in the hell is that? All right. Legs long. Arms long. Take a nice deep inhale and lift. Come on, Mikey. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. A little higher there, Sophia. A little higher there, Jess. That's it. Lengthen the elbows. Lift, Teddy. Inhale, lift, release. Lengthen one more time. Last one. We're only doing two today. Create some length. Length, 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 length. Deep, deep, deep. Inhale and lift. Lift up, lift up, lift up, lift up, lift up, lift up. Stay with it. Close the eyes. And then lift a little higher. Hold it there. Hold it there. Lift up five. Lift up four. Chin up a little bit, Sophia. Chin up, Sophia. Chin up, chin up, chin up. Release. Take an exaggerated inhale, belly press into the floor. The body rises deep, 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 deep. Hold the breath and then let it go. All right, gently press away from the mat. Bring the legs underneath and through. So the legs are long. We just spent a couple of nice compression poses. We'll go to a nice flexion pose. Sit on your hips, draw the arms up. Inhale, lift, and then exhale, forward fold. Nice inhales, and on the exhales, just draw it in deep. Nice inhales, and on the exhales, just draw it in deep. One more inhale, and on the exhale, go ahead and gently draw yourself up to a seated position. Scoot your hips towards your heels, release your back to the mat, the back of your head to the mat, and then transition either into shoulder stand or plow. Continuing to keep that focus inwardly. And then over the course of the next couple of breaths, just bring yourself into Savasana. And then palms face up and just sink into the mat. We complete the class with a quote and the use of the Tibetan singing bowl. Thank you. you know, really helps make the practice potent and powerful isn't just, you know, being able to do some of the asanas or develop the asanas and some of the strength and the flexibility and the balance that goes along with them, but a practice that you take into the other, in this case, 23 hours of your day. You know, that it's not something that you just leave at the studio, that you really, really feel for it. You really, really connect with it. And then bring some of those elements of balance, strength, and flexibility, a calm breath, a responsive and non-reactive mind into the rest of life. Just take 3 or 4 breaths and just soften onto the mat as much as possible. The quote I'm going to utilize today is by Aeneas Nin, who writes, "I'm an excitable person who only understands life lyrically, musically, in whom feelings are much stronger than reason. I am so thirsty for the marvelous that only the marvelous has power over me. Anything I cannot transform into something marvelous, I let go. Reality doesn't impress me. I only believe in intoxication, in ecstasy. And when ordinary life shackles me, I escape one way or another. No more walls."
Turn.